soldiers from all branches of service, from all countries, and bring them home and secure our ports and borders now.
Right.
Now.
Right. And the question is,
yeah,
when they cross the border, we shoot, and it's that fucking simple.
Well, I have a better plan. I have a better plan that's a little bit more palatable, but along the same lines. I say that we tell them in our streets, go home or we shoot, and as you pass the border going south, we will give you a box of ammo and a long rifle, and your job is to go home and take out the monarchy that's destroying your country. You solve your problems. While you're gone, I'll solve ours, or we'll solve ours, and then as free people, we'll talk about it.
But they don't want that.
Well, no, they don't want that.
They say that they want the land of the. They say they want Azatlan in the American Southwest, but they don't. They want what our people built on it.
Remember, okay, but they've even told me on air that yes, I could exterminate all. I could remove the sewer system, the hot and cold running water, the electronics, the phones, the cable, destroy it all, and leave, and they would be happy with it.
Bullshit.
But they've told me on air. I don't care. That's on one of my DVDs. I had that question on air with one on my TV show. They've actually told me. I laughed at them and told them, you know, you've just really shown your ignorance.
Screw. Your ass listening to Vanguard News Network broadcasting. Shit.
Vanguard Radio, we rock Orion.
Good evening. This is Dietrich. We're back with the new inaugural edition, the Tuesday edition of VNN's Free Talk Live. We have Russ with us. He is from the Americans Defending Freedom at Sovereign Borders. You can reach his website at adfasb.com. And he was just telling us... what were you telling us, Russ? You were telling us about the... you were on something good about the... I was taking notes about what you were saying. Go ahead.
Well, we need to bring all of America's troops back home from all foreign lands. And
yes.
But protecting the borders for corporations and big money and protect our nation, our ports and borders.
Right.
Dietrich asked you a while ago about the putting the military on the border and shooting to kill. And I have come to believe that if it's good enough for Israel, I mean, they built a wall over there, and they're killing Palestinians, then it's damn sure good enough for us.
Isn't that odd? They'll build a wall in Israel with sniper towers, and we'll defend it with high explosives if they need to. And yet, the same tribe that supports this state over in Israel, I mean, if you talk to the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, they have... They put it this way. They respect the right of Israel to exist, which means put up walls and oppress their Palestinian indigenous people. These same exact people are refusing our right to do the same thing in our own land.
Yep, and remember the old saying, the Jew cries out in pain as he slaps you.
Well,
I would punch you dead in the gut if you were here.
If I had any courage.
Well, no, I mean, that's what they do, is they get other people to fight for them. But they're very effective at that. But that's the thing. Russ, you were talking about the Southern Poverty Law Center, which is none of those things. It's not Southern. They're not poor. If anyone's seen their bizarrely constructed compound in Birmingham, Alabama, can tell you that. Southern, they're not poverty. They're not. They're all about subverting our law, and they're not centered anywhere. It's a conspiracy that stretches around the globe. So, what's your experience with them, Russ?
Well, I know that the goods I've got on Morris D's were from a professional CNN level reporter that Lou Dobbs wouldn't run, and I know that Morris Dees is a pedophile and many things worse than that. He is a despicable human being and an example of the depravity that our nature will bring us. I know that the Southern Poverty Law Center have listed me on their hate group page, I don't know, for a number of years now.
Really?
The truth, yeah, it was under sininfo.com or sininfo, yeah, sininfo.com. /IAN/news.htmlx, which is still there but not active.
Okay.
But yet all I've been doing is studying and putting the truth forward, and it was broad. It didn't matter what level of truth it was, corrupt governments, corrupt corporations. I run a news service for a number of years on the internet, and it was comprised of 500 people, mostly national, but many international, who would send me an article or many articles on a given day, and I just repost it on the web. A lot of information and spent time studying out of it, but they, at any rate, the Southern Poverty Law Center is the one that filed the lawsuit against Casey Nethercott, an American, on behalf of two foreign nationals, two illegal aliens who were illegally crossing, trespassing his property, and Casey didn't like it, stopped
him.
And they succeeded in taking his land. Not only did they take his land, but his mother mortgaged her house to put up a $60,000 bond for Casey.
To defend him, right?
Huh?
To defend, for his legal defense, correct?
Oh, no, it was only just to bond him out of jail. She didn't spend it. She only bonded him out of jail. And once that he went through with all his hearings and he was sentenced, she was supposed to get it back. Last year, Morris Dees, the Southern Poverty Law Center, and these illegal aliens were in court trying to take her money to satisfy their claims against Casey. So they have character, scruples.
They're very moral people.
They're very what?
They're a very moral people.
They are they now? Now define moral for me then, please.
Now, did you know Casey? Did you know Casey? Because I read all about that case. I was very interested in it at the time. And it absolutely outrages me. So you don't know Casey personally, but you've read it just like myself.
Yeah, I know the people who knew Casey, and I when they shot him at the Circle K there was a person there that I know that watched it happen. So I know that
apparently he's a stand-up guy.
Very. And very, his heart's very sound in what he's doing. And he does take it's like about the whole Jack Foote and the ranch project that he had down there. Casey was a part of Ranch Rescue, at any rate.
Yeah.
Those men and women who live on the border were living in extreme. I mean, extreme is an understatement. Conditions, and I as I've demonstrated here, as the conditions have become more extreme around me, I respond more extremely. And understand, I'm living in king's conditions compared to what those ranchers are living on the border. And I never did understand how these quote-unquote American patriots who are standing up for the pro-American issue were so quick to condemn Jack Foote and Casey and those other people in Ranch Rescue, because they were responding to an extreme circumstance with an equal extremeness is all they were doing. And Americans and Mexicans, foreign nationals, our government, the media, all made them to look to be very bad people. Once demonized, then it was easy to destroy them, and that's basically what they did. That's what they're trying to do to me, and that's ultimately what they're trying to do to us collectively, is demonize us so that they can erase us and nobody will miss us. Good luck.
Exactly.
Well, hey, Russ, haven't you figured out by now that when you tell the truth, you're a racist?
Well, yeah.
They're calling you a racist for telling the truth, citing the law, citing the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. I mean, it's absolutely disgusting. Weird. I personally consider it a badge of honor. It's like, thanks, appreciate that. Nice compliment.
Well, yeah, it depends on who's calling me, because you're right. Anybody who knows me knows that you would really have a seriously hard time attacking me with a racist tag anyway. And that's God honest truth. The thing of it is that today, again, the minute that somebody opens their mouth with any of their slang words for me, my immediate response is you're a slave trader. If you call me a racist, if you flip me off, if you give me the thumbs down, if you throw rocks at me, you call me names, you are either a slave or a slave trader. And it's really become quite effective. And I mean, you know, they swallow their tongues and they get pissed off and they throw rocks at me. What can they do? Because it is the truth. Huh?
What experience do you have dealing with Joel Brejen, the Arizona director of the ADL? He was also the chairman of Arizona Hate Crimes Board while working for the ADL. This is something Chain has just posted minutes ago on the forum, with a picture of this guy, and he is one greasy-looking motherfucker. Oh,
these people have never talked to me. Nobody's talked to me. I've called no government agencies talked to me. Tucson Police Department won't. Nobody will talk. Nobody. In all these years, nobody's talked to me. They make up their stories. They talk their shit. They do what they want to do. The few times I've called the FBI to check on something that's associated with my right to, you know, there was this piece came out over the internet that said that if any American tried to establish probable cause, they would be considered a domestic terrorist and arrested with no warrants, no rights. And so I contacted the FBI to check on it there in Phoenix. And after our conversation, I was assured that it was a misstatement, that I was free to continue to establish probable cause in my local, at any level I had the right to. And they even told me if there were more Americans who understood and acted like I did, maybe they wouldn't have the problems they have. So that didn't work out that way. But as far as I talked to a Southern Poverty Law Center reporter for the intelligence report for the first time in all the years they've been talking about me last month concerning the San Diego issue.
Oh, and I also
want to thank San Diego.
I want to thank you, Russ. Also, I know that just so everybody knows, Russ was supposed to attend the town meeting. Am I not correct?
Right.
With the board of directors tonight, and he did put that off to be on the show tonight. So, you know, once again, thanks again, Russ. You know, I know.
Oh, you're welcome. This is far more important for a lot of reasons, and at the same time, where we're at down there with the council, it probably worked better that I didn't show up tonight based on my last testimony before them, at any rate.
Could have got shot.
Well, the one we're talking about tonight, I went in and you know, I threatened them that I was going to shoot the people who were responsible for this. The way I see it, if the people on the council are responsible for this, then they would have taken what I said personally. If they weren't, it wouldn't have bothered them. The fact that it bothered them tells me, oh, so you are the one responsible. It's a fishing trip, all of it. All right. No, not all of them, but they're all complacent in it. But so I went back the next week, and I had my commando holster on, which is sits right above my knee. It's a high-tech plastic, quick draw, you know, commando, you know, the best stuff you can get, plastic and nylon, leg holster on. And, of course, my Glock was in the car because I know the rules, and they would, you know, it would create a lot of problems that I'm not going to get into right now. But I went in that way, and even on the tape of the rabbi and I, and that's, again, a lot of issues can be brought up about that, but the fact of the matter that I had nothing to do with that, and I walked in there that night with my Glock holster on, and I am a Soldier of Jesus t-shirt on, and I asked the council, look, okay, people, you're getting ready to think me out of existence. Why don't you draw up a plan for all of us here in Tucson who think we're free and tell us just how it is we're supposed to respond to you winking us out of existence? Somebody put your heads together and tell me how I'm supposed to react.
Well, you know, you got the right idea. We need to string these motherfuckers up, and we need to start shooting. And, you know, violence, the pen is not mightier than the sword. The sword is definitely mightier than the pen.
At the same time, we have to be very, first of all, this is where I believe we're at. Not disagreeing with you, but looking at the real logistics and the real dynamics. It's just like taking 9/11 for an example to make my point. I believe it's a conspiracy. I believe it's a rectag fire. We'll put all that out of the way. What I have a big issue with is that 45 minutes, that hour, 10 minutes, that those planes were off of their flight path and NORAD knew about it. Why weren't they shot down? Well, I'll tell you why they weren't shot down. Because the political environment we were in, it was a no-win situation, and besides that, there were elements of our government that wanted it to happen if they didn't create it. The bottom line is, here again, if I go out and start shooting tomorrow, I get shot, wonderful, but I no longer am effective, I'm a bleep on the radar, and I'm forgotten about. On the other hand, if we hold the line, and just all we must do now is take a solid defensive position and make it very clear that we will use whatever means are at our disposal to protect our bodies and our property from this invasion. And then bring bloodshed when it's necessary to do that. That alone will stifle 70% of the growth right there, just that one act. And the only people who will be shot will be those who are caught red-handed trying to harm one of us.
And you know, and I agree, I wasn't saying that we need to immediately tomorrow, you know, storm the streets. It'd be great if we had numbers to do that. But you're right, you know, and this whole internet thing, we need, another thing, Russ, that you need to think about is, I don't know if you're following the hate crimes bill that's been pushed and pushed and pushed in the government, but when this bill finally gets through, we're all fucked.
Now let some government punk come tell me I can't talk about Jesus Christ, I can't put homosexuality in the breath that God put it in, that I can't say God created borders, and you take your corrupt ass Mexican self back to Mexico and leave me. No, they pass laws, they pass laws, they aren't enforcing the laws now. Screw them, we're already living in lawlessness. What I'm trying to warn them is, what's going to happen when 120 million of us realize it's not worth following your worthless laws anymore? Guys, I'm on the same page with you, but again, they will not destroy this cow that everybody in the world's milking off of. They need us more than we need them.
All we've
got to do is stand up against them and say no.
And, you know, we need to wake up all the other absolute retarded lemons who are sitting back drooling at their television sets. We need to do this. You know, Russ, your activism is huge. We love what you're doing. We love the fact that you have these videos. We love your website. We want to help. I'm calling out right now to people, Russ, when you're going to have a demonstration, for the love of God, get it on film.
Record everything.
You do, and we will take, if you let us, we will take that material. We will post it infinitely across YouTube, across PutFile, across every fucking medium we can get those videos out to.
That's what it's about. That's what it's about. The people, American people, have got to see what's going on, and that's why Christy and I are so important to America right now, gentlemen and listeners. We have standing in the federal courts. We can take them to court and start taking money and start taking power from them. We have the courage and the truth, the willingness and the ability to go stand in their face. And I'm inviting every other American who considers themselves in the same capacity. Stand up. There's more than enough room for a lot of us, okay? And I'm just saying right now, in all my years of watching, I am no more than a watchman on the wall. I'm obligated to clear my hands to warn the world, and that's all I'm doing. And I promise you, the world will listen. They're hungry for the truth. There was something else. At any rate, it'll come back up again. There's something that got passed over here that I wanted to bring back up again, but I'm not seeing it in my notes, and my brain is excited about what's going on here. This is great. Thanks, guys.
Yeah,
and, yes,
absolutely.
I want you to get the videos out. And you know, again, honestly, I say freedom is colorblind. I'm not going to argue over it, okay? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, your yelling is scaring me, Russ. Can you please calm down? God.
I'm shivering in my lawn chair over here.
Oh, no. The coins are going to get together, and they're going to shoot all of us. Oh, Jesus. Oh, wait,
Russ,
that's another god.
But seriously, Russ, why don't you go ahead and plug your website, plug your YouTube account, you know, let everybody know where you're at, how you can be reached. And again, please, we would love for you to sign up on the forum, vnnforum.com. You know, whenever you come up with some new materials, some new videos, post them up on the forum. We're starting a video revolution on this forum. It's a lot slower than we'd like it to be, but people are catching on one at a time, and eventually this video thing is going to take off, and the Jews and the people running the government, boy, they're going to be kicking themselves in the ass worse than they are now for not locking up this government and taking or control of it.
I've watched, and then a partner of mine were discussing 12 years ago, we could identify the seamlessness of the lie that was containing us, and over the last 12 years, I've watched that seamlessness be broken, and now I watch the truth shining in places that, it's now shining so bright, nobody can shut it down. It's already over. We just have to stand our ground and press in and press on, because the truth will prevail every time. It's a natural law that's been denied us understanding of, but it's a fact. You can go to ADFASB.com, and that's short for Americans Defending Freedom at Sovereign Borders. And understand, as I grapple with this border issue, I understand that border protects a whole lot more than a piece of land. It protects ideals. It protects the things that allow men to coexist freely. And those things are respect, character, principle, honesty, hard work, sweat and blood equity into land and property. Life isn't easy, and just because we've got tools to make it easy isn't a reason to start thinking it is. That's part of our problem. So it's ADFASB.com, and what you'll find there is evidence that Christy and I have, like I say, independently put up there, you know, created or video log of the invasion and how it's working in San Diego. It's identical in Tucson, almost to the T. The only difference is that San Diego is 90% Spanish-speaking, 10% English-speaking. Tucson, Pima County is 51% Spanish-speaking, 49% English-speaking. So they say. I disagree. Well, and again, if you remove the illegal alien population, those numbers change drastically, okay? We have about 80% of the brown population in Arizona is the illegal alien population. And our schools are paying for our schools. They're paying for our medical. They're getting food, housing subsidies. The banks are loaning the money. They're driving brand new cars, wearing gold and silver. And the number of Americans who grow on the street doing drugs and are homeless are astronomical. And again, we are allowing it to happen. We can blame the handlers, but at any rate, not going to get into it.
No, you're right. You are right there. We can look. And first of all, let me start off here. And I know we all appreciate you definitely coming on. I want to personally thank you again. I'm getting a lot of messages. A lot of people are egging you on, saying go Russ, go. The things on which we disagree aren't. They do not usurp our ability to be decent to one another. And that's something that you don't find outside of normal, ordinary white people, Americans. Second of all, you mentioned something at the very beginning that I jotted down, and I wanted to let you know I appreciated that, about how you were talking about how things have gotten so much, are getting worse faster. And I wanted to take a moment right there and say, because I'm 30, and I wanted to say that you guys that are older need to continue to teach us, because if you really think about it, you'll understand that we don't know what, I mean, it sounds dumb, but we don't know what hasn't been told to us. Now, our history books aren't going to say America used to be a decent country, and then this horde came in, and that's where all of the, all of the mess is pretty much commiserate with how much of the Third World Horde is let in. So I appreciate that you guys, who are a little bit older, a little bit wiser, let us in on that, because, and you have to, it's a teaching process that never ends, and you guys need to keep teaching.
Well,
and YouTube is the perfect way to do it, man. Like I say, the revolution won't be televised, but it sure as heck will be streamed over the web.
Oh no, we're gonna shut down the cable and the networks. They're either gonna come and join us telling the truth, or we're just gonna put them out of business.
Well, I mean,
three or four more years. No,
yeah.
Podcasting and everything going internet. It's at any rate, it's a trend that's already happening, and already the sales of mobile video devices are greater than TVs.
Right.
And so, I mean, that's where we're going. But on another note, I would hope that you guys would have me back again, and maybe even regularly. I would be honored and humbled and enjoy the opportunity if one such existed. But
absolutely.
Hey Russ, there's actually been a couple people that are saying that you could almost have your own damn show.
I know. After that last rant, I've got people messaging me going, yeah.
The only problem is, you start blowing people's speakers up once you start yelling, man. It's like, Jesus Christ, this guy's fucking pissed. I love it.
Yeah, we like to hear backbone here. I've noticed that. I get it all the time. People saying you need to be more passionate. You need to be more, and I take that to heart. But
passion is for the lady who blesses me with the sharing of her space. Otherwise, it's fight time. Okay, it's
well, you can be passionate that way. There are different ways to.
So Russ, also we want to get Roy on as well one of these times, so we can.
That may be a task. He's pretty hard line, and he's got a record of this. I brought it up earlier, but because of the connotations that are attached with this broadcast from the SPL, SPLC, and the ADL, he probably isn't going to.
Okay. Well,
that's his call, I had a pretty heated debate with him this afternoon about it, because he felt that I shouldn't, and I was like, will you settle down? This is my ride, and I'm sorry, I've been trying to get the world to talk to me for 12 years. And you guys are the first ones to step up and talk, and I'm not going to talk. And then, like I said earlier, when did it become a disease to be white? I want to know. I don't see what's wrong with this pitch. I mean, you know, wait a minute. You're going to wink me out of existence? No. I've already established with many of you individually and some here in the airtime tonight about my perception of humanity and equality. But again, that doesn't say equality isn't white man's gone. We got a problem with that picture, okay?
Yeah, big problem with that picture.
Exactly.
And you know what, Russ? You're welcome back to the show. We will definitely have you back. I'm thinking at at the very least, we should make you our anchor for the for what we would affectionately call the TSB section of our show. So I'm thinking, yeah, we're gonna keep in touch and we're gonna have you on.
And I'll keep featuring your videos on my blog, and I think others as well. I've added you.
Yeah, we have a lot of blog, Russ. We're all
well, and I'm up at ADFASB.blogspot.com also, and I keep all my videos there also. I don't get any traffic there because I haven't pimped it, but it is there.
Okay.
All right. Good stuff. And why don't you tell everybody your YouTube as well so they can add you to their favorites and all that good stuff.
Well, I'm going to give two YouTube addresses. It's the first one is Truth Brigade. That's B-R-I-G-A-D-E. That's Christie's page. And then SOV777. And the Truth Brigade is all lowercase. SOV is with a capital S, and it's just short for Sovereign, SOV, the number 777.
All right, everybody get that?
Outstanding. I'll put a link to it.
There's a record also of what I've been doing here in Tucson at another webpage of mine called TIANews.com. That's short for Truth in Action News, TIANews.com. And that's got a lot of record there of who the No More Deaths is, who Isabel Garcia is, who Maldef LaRosa, who the invaders are, the communists, and how they all tie together with business and government. There's evidence there, shows the media lying to us. Again, I've got about a year and a half record there of what I've been doing here in Tucson with the U.S. Constitution Enforcement T-shirt, going over and into the precincts of South Tucson and saying if you can't speak English, you can't vote. Done that two elections in a row now.
Russ, do you think Christie would come on the show?
Oh, yeah, and we already talked about it. She said she would be happy to.
Okay.
Russ, go ahead, Tom. Tony.
I'm relatively new to VNN, and you addressed this issue just a moment ago. I have don't necessarily agree with a lot of what my other co-hosts believe or know, and there again, I don't have a lot of the knowledge base that they have. However, my survival and the survival of my family is greater than the differences that we may have in terms of what we believe. And that is what motivates me to contribute what I can and why I'm here tonight and why I'm grateful that you've been gracious with your time and are willing to come back and speak with us.
Well, I appreciate that, Tony, and I agree with you wholeheartedly that actually I would take it to one step further. The survival of any concept of freedom hinges upon our shoulders, because if we allow this little light in America that we're talking about today to wink out, we will be back in the 21st century dark ages with high-tech toys and weapons, and they will track us just like all the worst sci-fi novels you've ever read. We're on the verge of that, and truly people don't understand how close we are to the Dark Ages right now.
Indeed.
Right now.
Indeed. Well, thanks for coming on again.
Thank you, gentlemen.
You're very welcome. That's Russ of ADFASB.com. That stands for the Americans for...
Americans Defending Freedom at Sovereign Borders.
At Sovereign Borders. .com, and then TIANews.com, Truth in Action News. You can catch his videos from the link at VNNforum.com. Just click the link at the very top of this, just in sections, the thread for this show, Tuesday nights, Free Talk Live. We're going to go to a break.
And Russ, before we go to a break real quick, we probably within the next day or two will have this hopefully available for download. So if you want to share that with Roy and I mean, we do joke around and make the Jew jokes and all that kind of stuff, but you know, give him a taste of it and see what he thinks, you know.
Absolutely.
He's
holding a position for a future aspect of things, and again I will do that because I believe that he needs to be out there and he needs to be heard, but again I won't make any promises.
Well, if he's looking to do a presidential run, he probably doesn't want to come on the show.
Hey, wait a minute.
Maybe he does.
Here's what you do. You change the type of situation. I mean, this polite society is a bunch of cowering lemmings at this point, as I told one radio host early this morning. And so, you know, screw polite society. It's a bunch of cowering lemmings. They're driving off the cliff. We're not going that way. We're going another way.
If you'll allow me just a second, I know we're running out of time.
Go ahead.
Political correctness, PC, they've made it where we're at in a prison state, a prison planet, is we're all living in protected custody under political correctness. It's allowing people to commit heinous crimes against society and get away with it. Just like in prison, protected custody is for a place for those who have committed heinous crimes, and they would die in the general population. What I've told those in protected custody in this area is the doors have been opened to the general population, kids. Be very afraid. Political correctness has got to go. It doesn't work. It's a lie.
And we'll be back right after this.
www.govnn.com. Go there if you seriously dislike or somehow have some kind of crazy problem with Jews, hook-nosed kikes, and or Yids. We killed the Son of God. Thank you.
Ladies, tell your man about Vanguard Radio. We're the good guys and we're happening.
Hi, we're back with the inaugural Friday, I'm so used to saying Friday, Tuesday edition of VNN's Free Talk Live. Well, that was pretty cool. Russ didn't agree with us on hardly anything at all, actually, about the reasoning behind things, and yet, as white men, we can come sit around the digital campfire and, agree on some basic things and some rules of discourse. I like that.
Well, I personally get the feeling that, being that he is obviously a Christian man, the Bible means a lot to him, that, that has a lot to do with it, and there's a big Christian thing, where it tends to be more of a white thing than anything, where we just have a kind heart. you don't see the kind heart amongst the Jews and amongst a lot of the other people that we have to deal with, especially these Mexicans.
No, for some reason they don't have that altruistic streak, this ability to say, the ability to really put yourself in someone else's shoes.
Right.
And
empathy.
Say,
ability to empathize. Right.
Yeah.
What was that, Tony?
The ability to empathize, I guess, was the clinical term for it, but, there's nothing more that I could add to that. I probably should have just kept quiet.
No, man.
No, we don't do that here.
Keep
we
quiet.
Don't do that here. We shoot it.
Well, it's about that time to do the good old coast to coast challenge. Not the good old. This will be the first coast to coast challenge.
Here's what my niggas, it's time for the TMB section of our program.
Any excuse to play that.
Alright, Mark, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You're up, man. Let's hear some West Coast TNB, TSB, TJB, whatever you got.
Well, it actually, this is kind of interesting, because this case just went down, and it occurred midsummer last year. This guy brought in, and I think he's like a Middle Eastern mutt of some sorts. I can't tell from the name, but he brought in a 7-month-old, It wasn't a pit bull. It was a Rottweiler. Brought the dog in. The dog had a broken leg, three broken ribs, this and that. And they asked him, so why are you bringing the dog in? This is to the Humane Society. And he said, well, I keep beating him up and it's hurting my hand, so I wanted to give him to you people. And it's so stupid. It's funny, it's like, right. That's what he said to them. And then they just, he went to court and now he's in prison. I want to bring, hopefully we can bring on Masher because I wanted to, we're going to.
Wait, was this a congoloidal you're talking about that was beating his dog?
I believe so, yeah. I believe it was some kind of a congoloid of some sorts. And,
I don't know,
he brought the dog in and says, it's hurting my hands. I keep beating him, but it hurts me.
I know, and I smack my Rottweiler on the ass, or at least my wife. It hurts her hand more than, and she's been doing that a lot lately. The little fucker's been getting into her designer, or her all-natural soaps, or whatever. Anyway, I would never come in and say, he's hurting my hand, I have to take him back. I would do like that other spick did, and put him on the grill.
Or just let them go. You know? Or bring them and say that, you know, you don't know what's going on. It's just pretty funny. It just, once again, I mean, we talked about it on your show on Friday, how there's groids tend to have this just lack of ability for planning when it comes to crimes or anything else.
When they don't like dogs.
Yeah. Vanguard Radio, waking you up.
Sorry, gentlemen. And they don't like dogs.
No, they think they do, but they realize that they take care of them and feed them. And
I was laughing at Alex on Last Goyfire. I was like, they don't like dogs or ghosts. He was checking off some things.
Water blacks.
Yeah, or water. Yeah, that's what it was. It was on Wednesday's Free Talk Live with White Man, and they were talking about the... water.
I was on that show. That was great.
Oh, that was the funniest. That was some of the funniest stuff. Just the Nigcopter. I mean, the Nigcopter.
And I loved how the little Negroes were drowning when they would go to fetch water from the side of the river.
Like they couldn't get a rope and throw the goddamn.
Just the part I didn't understand. Like, what do they got to jump in? They got a cannonball in the water in order to blow the bucket up.
Yeah, that's how they drink.
No shit.
That's how they drink.
At what point do you just kneel next to the water and fill the bucket?
Well, hey, we're assuming that they have buckets, you know.
Okay, so Mark, your submission is basically a groid that beats his dog and then turns the dog in to authorities because it's hurting his hand when he beats the dog. That's definitely some TNB for you.
Okay, I've written down my score for. How are we playing? Are we scoring individually here? Or
I say we just. I mean, we're probably not going to have a winner until after the show's over. You know, I'm calling everybody listening to go on the forum and do a vote.
Maybe I can set up a poll real quick or something.
There you go. That'd be a good way to do it.
Okay.
So that's just one. I guess I'll go next. I got to pull up the actual link here. And then we're going to bring Masher on, if that's okay, in a little bit. If you look at Philadelphia's crime stats, Philadelphia being very close to me, about a 10-15-minute drive tops, as of, I believe it was 3 days ago, the murder rate, now this could be, this doesn't specify race, but when does it, it rarely does when it's in the news. The homicide number in Philadelphia has hit 105 already this year.
Yikes.
Anybody that knows homicide rates knows that is absolutely fucking atrocious.
That's what a lot of big cities get that in a year. And we're one third of the way through the year. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So you know, we have basically my submission is just that, and you can't tell me it's due to anything other than the fact that Philadelphia is just inundated with groids and Mexicans, and being that we have this nigger John Street running the city, and like my brother says, he says it great. John Street is like the he's like the Don King of Philadelphia. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Big man.
And this guy is the mayor, and his brother's going to run for mayor next. And his brother was a duck boat tour operator in Philadelphia, just to give you an idea of the type of caliber people that they got running for office in the city there. Anybody that I'm going to post the link on the forum. I'm pulling it up now. But, yeah, it's kind of hard to believe, but we have a murder rate of 105 as of 3 days ago in Philadelphia. That per square mile, that's blowing Camden out of the water right now. Camden's an absolute cesspool, as
Camden!
Camden, New Jersey!
I don't think there's anybody still left alive in Camden, though, to really get killed, or is there? You know, people live there.
I wanted to talk about that, too.
It's a wasteland.
Doing some local news. Trenton, this is a story everybody needs, especially if you know Jersey, if you're in the Jersey area. This needs to be told because this is important. Right now, Trenton, New Jersey, which is the capital of the state, its murder rate is twice that of Camden's. They're pretty similar in size as far as population and everything. They're not very far from each other either. I mean, we're looking at an hour tops, and probably more like 40 minutes apart down 295. But Camden has always held that record in Jersey. You know, with an iron fist. So what's happened now is this: the state capital of Trenton has taken, and this people need to understand why this is happening. What happened is Trenton, just like many cities, just like all cities in New Jersey, it has a nice section, except for Camden has no nice section, but Trenton has a decent section to it, and it has this sprawling ghetto of just boarded up homes, burned out homes, and just, I mean, you know, blank land that used to be York. There's a couple companies. One of them I know is RPM Development. Chain, if you want to look that up, I know you're the guru, and find out who's running that place. I'm pretty sure it's Jews from New York, because I did try and do a deal with them when I used to do financing, and it didn't work out, because that was a goalie. But these companies, these Jews, and it's not just them, it's a bunch of Jews out of New York City, basically, bought up all this shitty land in Trenton, Shabley, or they built these fucking shanty towns, and they moved in all these niggers from Camden and from the other parts of the state on Section 8. So what you essentially have is you have Jews who bought up the town, moved in the filth of the state into the town, and it's paid for by who else? Goyim tax dollars. And when you think about it, okay, well, that's typical, that's TJB for you. But take it a step further and realize that this is the state capital. Once again, and this has happened in all in 6 years. I mean, it was a totally different situation 5-6 years ago. So these Jews basically own the vote in Trenton, which is predominantly a Hispanic nigger vote. Which means that now the Jews own the neighborhoods of the voters in the capital of the state, which means they now own the state. They own the politicians. They already did before, but now they have an iron grip on the politicians. And you can see it. Who just won the Senate race? Menendez.
Yeah.
Just won the Senate race in New Jersey. So, Jersey, if you live in Jersey, this state is doomed. The Jews now have taken over the state capital. They have New York City to the north. They have a pretty good grip on Philadelphia to the south. Philadelphia still has there's still a big Hispanic nigger and Italian control of the city, but it's next.
So how would you sum up your contribution to tonight's?
My contribution is basically that. My contribution is the murder rate in Philadelphia, and that's strictly due to Groids and Mexicans. We're looking at 105 kills. Homicides in Philadelphia as of 3 days ago. That's like that's insane. That's more than New York City has.
You know what, Mark? I think because I'm looking at an LA thing right now, and right. It's dated April 7th, and today's the 10th. Maybe each, and this would be interesting to do. It seems like maybe every April 7th or around that time frame, each large city does that. It would be interesting to compare notes throughout the country.
What's their murder rate at?
We went down from last year. Last year we were at 114, and we're down to 92.
And where's that? What city is that?
That's Los Angeles.
Right. So you're talking about Los Angeles to Philadelphia, which is a much smaller city.
Yeah,
and that's
exactly.
versus a third of the year.
Well, keep in mind though, I think this is based. This isn't the count because LA is basically one big county. I think this is just. What they consider like the city of LA, and
okay.
The city of LA is actually very, very small. But what the interesting part about this whole thing is the property crime, like the burglaries, auto thefts, personal or other theft, 33,000 in 3 months. That's 10,000 crimes of some sort of thievery per month. I mean, my God.
Well, you know, the Mexicans and the Negroes are there, and they're trying to outcompete one another. I guess they're vying for our attention.
Yeah.
All right, I have one. I have a little contribution. I didn't come prepared, but I was able to pull something up. A black lesbian midget accused of chainsaw murder. Oh, wait, is she a midget, or is that? Did I just totally make that up?
Are you kidding me?
I think I might be kidding about the midget part. Lesbian accused of chainsaw murder. The trial in South Dakota of a deaf black lesbian accused of murdering a rival and dismembering her with a chainsaw has shocked the rural Midwestern U.S. state. Daphne Wright, 43, could become the first woman sent to death row in South Dakota, which has not executed a prisoner in more than 60 years. Wright is accused of kidnapping and murdering a heterosexual deaf woman, Darlene Vandergeisen, 42, whom she thought was spending too much time with her girlfriend. Emotional testimony and gruesome exhibits filled the week of her trial, and worse is to come. Prosecutors are expected to show jurors a video of a pig being dismembered with the same type of chainsaw Wright brought 2 days after Vandergeisen disappeared. Vandergeisen's mother sobbed and stepped out of the courtroom as jurors passed around her daughter's charred brassiere on Thursday, but she managed to sit stoically as a maintenance worker described finding her daughter's head and navel wrapped in bags and bedsheets and other witnesses linked to Wright. Flecks of Vandergeisen's bone and tissue were found hidden under a coat of fresh paint in Wright's basement, where the smell of petrol lingered for days after Vandergeisen's charred remains were left in a nearby dumpster, and in a steep ravine 30 kilometers away, police testified. I wonder what the difference is between the stuff that was disposed right there and then 30 kilometers away.
Yeah, right.
Prosecutors said eventually...
How does a midget... And where is the midget player?
I made that part up. I didn't expect to be able to bring something to the table, so I was confusing this with the other story, and I decided to go with this one.
I was going to say, went hands down. If that was a midget that did that, you went hands down.
Yeah, that would have been an automatic win, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
But it goes on. I'm not done yet. Prosecutor said a vengeful Wright persuaded Vandergeisen to meet her and enter her car on February 1, 2006. Wright then killed her with either a blow to the head or by suffocation, according to prosecutors. After 2 days spent scrounging up money to buy a chainsaw, Wright chopped up the body at the knees and navel and disposed of the pieces, prosecutor Dave Nelson said. You know, this is why you should save money, you know, for a rainy day, or have to chop someone up with a chainsaw. The reason for the murder was jealousy. Police were led to Wright after Vandergeisen's sister showed them several insulting emails Wright had sent her rival a week before she disappeared. Wright acknowledged to police that she thought Vandergeisen was trying to destroy her relationship with her girlfriend, Sally Collins, but they reconciled after a confrontation. She denied harming the woman, though her stories changed several times while talking to police. And so it goes.
So, just so I'm clear on this, the girl she killed is actually a heterosexual. It was spending time with her gay lover.
Yeah, that's right. Where she thought that she was spending time with her gay lover, but yeah, Vandergeisen is a heterosexual.
Oh well, that's fantastic. Okay, well that's definitely a good submission, Tony. You're up.
Well, mine's not quite as colorful as that. Here on the Gulf Coast, we're just a little more subdued, I should say. This one's pretty cut and dry. Although the race of the victim and the perpetrator are not mentioned, the name may give some indication as to the race. On April 9th, 2007, just before 11 a.m., patrol officers were dispatched to a report of one shot at the Budget Inn located at 555 Government Street. When the officers arrived, they were informed that Ronald Donay Harris, 43, was possibly injured inside a room at the motel. When officers made entry into the room, they observed Harris deceased from at least one gunshot wound. Shortly after the discovery, officers were dispatched to a residence in the 1100 block of Alba Street to locate the shooter, Wanga Campbell. When the officers arrived, they heard a gunshot from inside the residence. The responding officers found Campbell deceased inside the home from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Homicide investigators determined that Campbell and Harris had been in a dating relationship for the past year and were living at the motel together. Their investigation has not revealed the motive for the initial shooting. And again, they don't list the race here, as is typical in just about most of these type reports.
When they don't, they're probably black, is what I venture to guess.
Well, this
because
is this is an area
nicknames.
This is the downtown area, and you would tend to expect that there. But then again, you never know.
Yeah, I'm bet my bottom dollar. I smell Negroes.
God, and they stink. Oh, God.
This is how you know he's a newbie. He's still giving them the benefit of the doubt.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Tony's called them African Americans and shit like that.
I just call them Africans.
Yeah. Well, I just call them.
Well, speaking of T&B, did y'all hear about, have y'all heard about that, those two sheriff's deputies who were murdered? Who were responding to an unrelated call, and they were just willy-nilly murdered by some coons in Charlotte, North Carolina. Y'all heard anything about that?
Last week, right?
That's right, yep. Yeah, they killed two police officers. I believe it was two. I know they killed at least one. And I know they shot the other one, but I don't know. I believe that he killed both of them. Yeah, two Charlotte Mecklenburg police officers fatally shot. Black activists on Saturday called on city leaders and residents to do more to stop the violence. Listen to this quote. If Charlotte continues to be as reticent about death in black neighborhoods, we'll see more and more death in the larger community, said Ahmed Daniels, a longtime organizer who focuses on race and social issues. They're pretty much threatening that if they don't get... if they don't get more money, basically, it's more concerned about murder in the black neighborhoods. Well, we're just not going to be concerned about when it spills over. And they have all kind of activists saying, and one of the activists was quoted as saying, here, I have a clip here.
I had to listen to that for just a few seconds.
Oh, and you're going to love this part at the end. Listen to this.